Hello, this is Aaron Nathans from the Nathans and Roncast, the podcast about the songcraft and musicianship behind the songs we love. And if you're in Boston, Nathans and Ronstadt will be performing at Temple Emmanuel in Wakefield on the afternoon of April 27th. More information is available at our website, nathansandronstadt.com. A few episodes ago, I spoke about the time I spent in the Madison Songwriters Group and how it helped me hone my craft. In this episode, I'd like to focus on one lyrical tool I learned there, and that is to avoid the use of filler words. Our group's leader, singer-songwriter Eric Hester, told us to avoid the overuse of the word just. He said it was often used in a way that wasn't necessary to convey what you were trying to say. And it's true if you think about it. "I love you just the way you are" is an iconic Billy Joel lyric, but it would have been just as effective to have simply said, "I love you the way you are." "Just the two of us" is also an iconic line, but when the Beatles sing, "Two of us riding nowhere, spending someone's hard-earned pay," it makes the same point. There are two people here, no more, no less. What the word "just" is doing in the Billy Joel and Bill Withers songs is taking up a syllabic beat, but it's not adding any additional meaning. Yes, there are times that the word is, justified. For instance, use just one scoop of medicine. Two is too much. Or bring just enough cash to buy lunch. If you bring more, you'll spend it on candy, and we wouldn't want that. When Sheryl Crow says, "All I want to do is have some fun," she's saying she wants to have fun and nothing more. If she had said, "I just want to have fun," would it mean she only wants to have fun? Or would she be saying she isn't having any fun and why can't she have some fun? It would be vague, and "just" often comes off that way. It doesn't mean anything. So I dare you to listen for the J word as you listen to songs and then think about whether the word is really necessary to make the point. But what Eric was saying was more than simply referring to a single word. I think what he was really saying was, be efficient with your use of language. I've made it a point after I write a song to scour the lyrics for unnecessary words or places where I'm saying something that I've already said something before. Sometimes we repeat things for effect or as part of a refrain. That's not what I'm talking about. A song should be a concise vehicle for getting your point across. And in a 3 to 4 minute song, there isn't much room to belabor the point or trod ground you've already covered. If you can find those spots, use them as opportunities to say something new and move the narrative forward. Just is far from the only filler word heard in songs. You won't hear a lot of yeahs, come-ons, whoas, or babies in my songs. If I'm going to say it's going to be because I really mean And if I say baby, chances are there's a screaming infant close by. But usually, all these words do is fill a beat in a song. And that's just my point. And that's my point. If a word doesn't move the song ahead, don't use it. I'm Aaron Nathans. Thank you for listening. Talk with you soon. Peace.